Good morning, you. 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. Sunshine. What a morning. It's Groundhog Day, Friday, February 2nd. Didn't see a shadow. Early spring coming, Brianna Koval. According to Puck's Tawny Phil, but they said don't take too much. Did you know he was married?
No.
He's got a wife named Phyllis. Now, they claim that Phil is immortal because he drinks through the summer months. They say he drinks from the elixir of life.
Where are you getting this information from?
From my groundhog facts that I had this morning.
Okay.
He drinks from the elixir of life, so he is immortal, but Phyllis isn't his wife. They never had any kids, but he's immortal and he's been around forever. And when he's wrong, they say he's never wrong. It's when we try to interpret groundhog ease that we get it wrong as humans. So now you're all caught up on the groundhog.
I don't even
facts.
Know how to respond to any of that. So we're just going to let that go as early spring.
Right.
Yep. Now, does that mean early spring for us? I think we all take the groundhog with a grain of salt around here.
Oh,
because
it's fun.
I don't know if the groundhog truly applies to our area of the country.
It's fun.
It's delightful.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yep. And it's delightful when he's correct of an early spring. Now, maybe he was just referring to this sprinter season that we have right now, the spring-winter-ish type thing. And that's okay, too.
The sprinter. I love that.
Yep. I stole that word from someone else. So if Heather Retzer's listening, it's because she keeps putting that in emails.
I love it.
So it's been really nice. Mm-hmm. It's been really nice. And it's going to be in the 40s again today. Yeah. It's going to be in the upper 40s all weekend. We're maybe going to hit 50 on Monday. So I think just enjoy it because it may not last. The extended forecast, again, shows it lasting as far as not, you know, getting super cold again. Maybe in a week or so we'll be in the 30s. But 2 weeks ago, we were supposed to be in the 30s right now. So who knows?
But technically, it's still winter.
Technically, it is. Yeah. Technically, it is still winter. It is just a barren, snow-free winter, and
No worries about flooding. I mean, obviously, we don't have to really. That's really not a concern now, except
if we get dumped on in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we end up with 2 feet of snow at the end of February, you know, 2-3 inches of rain in March, all bets are off.
Yeah.
Will it be apocalyptic? No. By any means, no, based on the capacity that we have right now. Some are running,
which is different in
February. But every day that it's warm like this, we're building a little bit more capacity to handle anything that Mother Nature wants to throw at us in the spring. So if we do get dumped on, we have that much more capacity and ability to absorb it and let it run off naturally versus having to fight those floods that we've had in the past.
That's a good point.
Not concerned.
All right.
Could that change on a dime? Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah, but as of now, we're sitting really, really good.
We are, definitely. Hey, it's the new year. It's 2024. I should have asked you this question like 3 weeks ago. And emergency management, state of Minnesota, anything new on the horizon? Anything for 2024 that's like new or changing, or is it still kind of...
You know,
much the same.
I go to the state conference next week.
Oh, okay.
So I'll get all of my insider knowledge.
Okay.
On any sweeping changes we'll have throughout the emergency.
Are you anticipating anything?
No, I mean, there's some great funding opportunities on the board that could help us build programs throughout our area. However, you know, it doesn't happen unless it happens.
Right.
So stay tuned on that.
Well, Minnesota's good with funding because, well, you know, the surplus thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So we'll see.
That's got to be encouraging for you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Pinewood Derby was last week.
Yes, it was.
And how did that go?
It was great.
We got to talk scouts now. We're switching gears.
Yep. Absolutely. That was an interesting segue. I think we had 25-ish scouts that raced their derby cars, and it was super fun. It always
is.
It always is to see the creativity of the scouts and what their cars looked like and the excitement when they win, and it was just really fun. And there was the pancake feed that went along with that that the Boy Scout troop hosted, which, by the way, on Sunday, it is Scout Sunday.
Yes,
so
it is.
Our local Boy Scout troop is hosting a pancake feed at Bethel Lutheran on Sunday morning. So if you'd like some pancakes, you can come and enjoy that over at Bethel. And then you'll see our scouts there so you can support them at the same time.
Scout pancakes, nothing better. Katie talked about that in her chamber report, too. So
absolutely, they're great. They know how to flip them, that's for sure.
So are you a part of that as a scout mom? Is that part of your duties?
No, okay. Not yet.
All right.
Not yet. Next year.
You're working your way into it, I can tell.
Exactly. Well, my son's still a cub, so we're still in the pack versus the troop, but he transitions over and crosses over into the Cubs or the Boy Scout troop in May. So,
fantastic.
Yep, we're moving into that, but we will be at Bethel. That's our home church anyway, so we'll be there supporting Scout Sunday and helping out anyways.
Great. You got a good weekend planned then.
Yeah, no archery tournaments, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that kind of bums
you
out.
That's my favorite part of the weekend, but next weekend.
Archery moms. Boy, that program's gotten huge.
I know.
You know, it just keeps growing. Every year it gets bigger and bigger.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Absolutely.
All right. Going to be here next week?
Yes.
All right.
I had to think about that one. Yeah. Yes, I will.
You will. All right. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management. We talk with Brianna every Friday here at 910. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
He's that voice in your head every morning.
Around here, everything is a little weird.
Bill Dablo, weekday mornings from 6 till 10. On The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him 'cause he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left.